Recording 6, Humanity and Nature.
Welcome to Our Planet, your favourite environmental-themed programme. This week, we take a look at the importance of environmental education at secondary schools. With me today is John Green, an activist campaigning for the implementation of environmental education into school curriculum. Welcome to the programme, John.
Thank you for having me.
Why is it important to implement environmental education into the secondary school curriculum?
The need stems from the growing importance for environmental protection, since in the last few decades, not only water, soil and air pollution is recorded to have risen, but also a significant increase in other types of pollution, like marine and noise pollution have been noted. All these types of pollution are the result of human intervention in nature. Based on these facts, the aim of the implementation of environmental education into the secondary school curriculum is to raise students' awareness of the role they play in the protection of the environment and to provide them with ideas on how to avoid environmental disasters.
Let's be more specific. What environmental disasters do we face today?
Besides the key environmental issues, the list of environmental concerns has gradually been extended. The destruction of the ozone layer and expansion of the ozone hole, pollution of water resources, and deforestation are among the plethora of other factors which contribute to global environmental problems like climatic changes, acid rain, loss of biodiversity, and many others.
How do people damage the environment?
When it comes to the environment, people's activities can be considered twofold, beneficial and detrimental. In general, people tend to focus on the profit and benefits of any activity they undertake and forget about the harmful impact on the environment. This attitude is exemplified by the extensive use of fertilizers and pesticides in agriculture to improve productivity and to help boost crop production. However, on the negative side, pesticides and fertilizers contaminate the surface and groundwater, as well as the soil and air.
How would you define environmental education as a school subject?
In the school curriculum, environmental education is a multidisciplinary subject which involves knowledge from subjects like geography, physics and chemistry. Ideally, the three subjects provide the theoretical background for understanding the environmental problems and serve as a frame for knowledge which leads to attitudinal and behavioural change in the young generation. In other words, the subject should raise student interest in the environment to such an extent that gradually they adjust their way of living.
What are the practical aspects of the subject?
The aim is to make students realise that they can become environmentally friendly by undertaking simple everyday activities like cutting down on litter by using reusable shopping bags and beverage containers, limiting water usage, using energy-efficient light bulbs, separating biodegradable and non-biodegradable waste, and participating in environmental volunteer work in the local community by planting trees or cleaning up parks and rivers.
Thank you for being with us today.